Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How is everybody doing around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So hello to everybody all around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about on the radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's hot, but it's not exceptionally hot today. It's kind of cool, considering that it started off at about 80 degrees, and it's gotten a lot cooler since the day has gone on. It's only going to be about 60 degrees by the time the sun goes down this afternoon. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but the sky is cloudy and overcast. The sun isn't out shining bright because it's an overcast. So it's a cool summer day, and we are very appreciative because before it was 118 degrees. It was 115 degrees. My God, it was getting so hot. It was unbearable to walk outside. You had to go outside with an ice bucket of water just to stay hydrated. Oh, it was impossible to walk up and down the streets in Las Vegas unless you had something cold to drink, because it was hot, people. I'm talking about Las Vegas is in the desert, and it was hot. Oh, it was so hot out here in the desert. It was unbelievable. But right now, it's cool and calm, and it's about 80 degrees, and it's overcast, so it's not a whole lot of heat blowing on anybody walking on Las Vegas Boulevard. Walking on the strip, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Oh, it's a beautiful day to be in the entertainment capital of the world. It's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, makes me want to sing a happy song, a happy song. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, in the entertainment capital of the world. So, now that I've told you the weather, and I understand we have some new entertainers performing on the street, on the strip in Las Vegas, but I can't really tell you who all is performing because I don't have my information in front of me. I don't have the schedule of performers that are performing in Las Vegas right now. But I did hear that the governor might shut the city down just for a little bit because the virus spiked over Father's Day weekend. So we got more people that ended up in the hospital and are suffering from the virus all over again. So they were walking around without wearing their masks and without washing their hands and without maintaining social distancing. And now a lot of them are suffering because of the virus. It has attacked them from the back. And that's what happens when you don't wear your mask. You go into crowded facilities and you're not washing your hands. You're not cleaning up after yourself. And the virus just attacks from the back. And that's what it did. So there are a lot of people that think they're virus-free and they're not wearing their mask. Even though they got vaccinated, they think they're virus-free. And that's not the case. We're still trying to wear masks and have social distancing and wash our hands at every opportunity we get because we know, those of us that are smart, we know that the virus is still around and it's hanging out waiting for us to do stupid stuff like walk around without our mask, like go into crowded situations without social distancing. So that's what happened. And now we've had a spike in the hospital situation. The hospitals have gotten a lot more people that have been attacked by the virus. Their situation has turned negative, and now they're in the hospital under, I don't know, under, I don't even know what to say. They're under isolation or instigation from the virus. They got more people in the hospital that are suffering from the symptoms of the virus. And that's all I can say. They walked around this past weekend and went and enjoyed all of the functions for the Juneteenth celebration that was on Saturday, and Sunday was Father's Day, and everybody just kind of forgot about the virus, and they weren't social distancing, and they weren't washing their hands, and they were in the middle of a crowded area where they were celebrating Happy Father's Day. And they were celebrating Juneteenth. And they ended up getting attacked by the virus all over again. And a lot of the kids think they're virus-proof, that they won't be attacked by the virus. Because a lot of them didn't get sick when a lot of their friends and family members were getting sick. They didn't get sick, so they thought they were virus-proof. But now we know the difference. They are suffering because the virus has affected their breathing, their lungs, their respiration, all of that has been attacked by the virus. Even though a lot of them got vaccinated, they're still not out of the woods because they're not wearing their masks. And they're walking around in crowded venues without having social distance. And that's what happened. So I'm going to tell you again, wear your mask when you go out in public. Wash your hands every chance you get. And maintain social distancing. That means you need to be 6 feet away from the people next to you so that you don't have anybody sneezing on you or coughing on you in your direction, because that's how the virus is spread. So you got to watch yourself. You got to maintain your health so that you can survive. Because if you do what you're supposed to do, you can live through the virus. And we all know in Vegas, we're going to live together. We're going to be all right. But we just have to follow the rules. And that's the rules of the day right now. We got to have social distancing. We got to wash our hands. And when we're out in public, we got to wear a mask. That's the way it has to go. So anyway, I'm G Money, and I'm giving you the news report for right now. In 2021, we got to maintain our situation so that we can survive this virus, because it don't seem like it's going anywhere anytime soon. And I plan to be around a long time. And I want you to be around with me, too. So let's maintain our health for the sake of living with our families and our friends. We need to have social distance. So all right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And now it's time for me to tell you a joke. There was a man, he was speeding on the highway, doing about 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting behind a highway billboard. But he was sitting to the side, and he was eating his lunch, and he saw the man speed by on his highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have nobody speeding on my highway, not on my highway." So he put his lunch down and he took off in pursuit of the man driving on the highway. And when he caught up with him, he said he was going to ask the man why he was speeding. And if he had a legitimate reason, he was going to let him go. So when he caught up to the man, he knocked on the window, and the man rolled the window down. And he said, "Sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, when I passed the billboard on the side of the freeway, and I saw the highway patrol car, I thought about my wife. She ran off with a highway patrol officer." And the officer said, "Yeah, and?" He said, "So when I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw you rolling behind me with your lights on, I said, 'Oh, no, he's trying to catch up with me so he can give my wife back.'" I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and that joke is from G Money, the pimp count. Don't you know? That's how it goes. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA basketball. We're down to the last four. All right. We got NBA basketball. The final two teams in the Eastern Conference are playing. And the final two teams in the Western Conference are playing. So let's see what's the standing of the Atlanta Hawks playing in the Eastern Conference, playing against the Milwaukee Bucks, who finished third in the conference, and the Atlanta Hawks finished fifth in the conference. So this is number three playing number five for the championship of the Eastern Conference. So, DJ Papa G, what's the record now with those two teams? How many games have they played, and who's won and who's lost, and what's the standing right now with the Eastern Conference?
So the Eastern Conference Finals just started, and they're, like you said, it's the Atlanta Hawks playing the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Atlanta Hawks lead that series 1-0. Game two is scheduled for tomorrow, and I'm not sure what time.
Okay. Looks like I bet on Atlanta to lose, but looks like they're coming out swinging. Everybody's expecting Milwaukee to win that. But who knows? As Milwaukee played good in the first round. Who did they play? I think they played the New York Knicks. And beat them, like, they played five games. They beat them 4 out of 5. And then they went ahead and played the Brooklyn Nets. And they beat the Brooklyn Nets, like, 4 out of 5. And now they're playing the Atlanta Hawks. And Atlanta's winning 1-0. So we'll see what happens in the Eastern Conference. I bet Atlanta to lose, but it looks like they're playing to win. They haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years, so it's time for them to be back in the ball game, back in the picture again. They're playing to win. All right. And we're going to go to the Western Conference. And the number two team in the West, the Phoenix Suns, are playing the number four team in the West, playing the Los Angeles Clippers. And what's the series like? DJ Papa D, do you know?
The Phoenix Suns lead the LA Clippers 2-0. It's 2-0. And game three is today.
Oh, man. That's awful. Come on, Clippers. Get it together. You're representing the West. You got to win because the Lakers aren't in the game no more. And then you got to beat Phoenix because they're the ones to beat the Lakers. So you got to beat Phoenix. You got to show up to beat Phoenix. So you're down 2-0. So come on, Clippers, get it together. You were down 2-0 against the Utah Jazz. And you won 4 straight. Because you beat them in 6 games. So come on, Clippers. Get it together and show that you're a dominating city. You're from L.A. You got to be proud and stand. stand tall. Since the Lakers aren't there to represent, you're the number two team in L.A., so you need to represent. All right. Well, that's the NBA. G-Money Sports Report for the NBA for February. For June 25th? June 24th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to the National Hockey League. What's going on in the Hockey League? I heard some bad things about the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I hope it ain't over, because they're playing really bad right now. So what's going on in the West with the Las Vegas Golden Knights? And they're playing the boys from Canada.
Right, the Montreal Canadiens, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are playing the Montreal Canadiens. And the Canadiens are up 3-2 in a best of seven. Their game number six is today. The Golden Knights have to win today to stay in the contention, in the running, and possibly win the semifinals against the Montreal Canadiens.
This is where the Golden Knights lost 2 years ago. They lost in this place in the semifinals last year, and 2 years ago they lost in the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's what's going on with the Golden Knights. They've only been in the National Hockey League for 3 years, but every year they're getting closer and closer to being the number one team in the NHL. So go Knights, go. I'm a Golden Knights fan since I'm a representative of Las Vegas right now. I love the Golden Knights, and I can't wait for them to win the championship, because I was a Kings fan when I was in L.A., and we won a couple of championships with the Kings, so I'm going to see the Golden Knights win some championships while we're here in Las Vegas. So go Knights, go. You got to win tonight. They got to play their best game and win, and then they'll be tied 3-3, and then they got to play game seven, and they got to play their best game. They got to put their best foot forward so they can win. They can win. They can win. Because it's either win tonight or go home. And we ain't ready to go home yet, right? Golden Knights fans. Yeah, Golden Knights. Golden Knights. Golden Knights. All right, DJ Papa D, that's the sports report for G-Money Sports Report for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. And now, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for some more music and some more of the show in a minute.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Oh. Oh, DJ, help me out.
There were two girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is GGG Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stork. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. I recorded a story for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, are you ready to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And if we are, then we'll be back in a minute for more of the radio show and for some more music.
Never fight when I was growing up. Although I used to work out, I had a speed bag in my garage that had a rope tied from the ceiling to the top of the punching bag, and then from the bottom of the punching bag to the floor, I had an elastic rope. So when I punched the bag, it would go zigzag, it'd go back and forth, it'd go side to side, and I had to keep moving to punch it and move, to stick and move like it was a real person moving from side to side. And so I practiced my karate with that. And I took karate in the YMCA. I took karate at Chuck Norris's karate studio in Torrance, California. And I even took some classes from my buddy, David Drank, who's a black belt in karate. So I was learning how to fight just in case I had to fight. I wasn't really anticipating having to fight because I'm a peaceful guy. I don't want to fight unless I absolutely have to. So I didn't fight much when I was growing up. But it wasn't until I got to the 10th grade that I actually had my first fight. And it was at the end of football practice. I had taken a shower, and I was getting dressed, and I had gotten dressed, and I was sharp because in the 10th grade, I started dressing up to go to school, you know, because my buddy Bernard had told me how to get dressed and how to catch all the girls. So you had to be dressed. You had to be funky fresh. So I learned how to dress from my younger buddy. And this particular day, I had chocolate-covered cords on that were ironed and pressed with creases in the front and the back. And I had a chocolate-covered polo shirt on with three buttons down the front. And they had gold and white stripes on the front of the shirt. But the shirt was the same color as my pants. And then I had some tan-colored leather shoes on, And I had a tan-colored jacket on. And I had a sailor's cap that I used to wear all the time. So I was always draped when I went to school. Well, this year I was a 10th grader, and we had finished JV football practice, and I had taken a shower, and I had gotten dressed, and I was in the locker room, and this dude socked me in the back. He hit me for no reason. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, "Man, what did you hit me for?" And he just looked at me with them crazy eyes, you know. And when he walked up on me, he got within arm's distance. I took two. Boom, I hit him a left hook in the jaw and a right jab to the eye. That's right, I took two. And I backed up with my hands in fighting position, and I was like, "Yeah, you want some? Want some? What you want to do? You want some? Want some? Come get some. Bad enough, take some. That's right, that's right. I'm right here. What you want to do?" And he just looked at me, and he turned around and walked away. And he walked away, and I looked at him, and I followed him when he walked out the locker room, and I was like, "Okay, I guess he don't want none." Because I'm from 60 Block. We don't bow down, we throw down. And that's what I told you on my last story. I told you my neighborhood went to fight. We didn't bow down, we threw down. So that's what my reputation was. I didn't bow down, I threw down. But this was the first opportunity I had to do any kind of fighting. So I got dressed, I put my helmet and my shoulder pads in my locker, and I closed my locker and walked out the door to the locker room, and I walked outside thinking the guy was going to be waiting for me outside. And I got outside, and I looked around, and he wasn't nowhere around. So I said, "Oh, well, I guess he didn't really want nothing." But I think he was kind of jealous because I was dressed so nice. And he had raggedy, wrinkled jeans on. He had a wrinkled shirt on. He had some old beat-up tennis shoes on. So he came from a real low-class neighborhood. He wasn't dressing like he came to school. He was dressing real bummy. So I think he thought he was just going to rush me, and he was going to take my lunch money. That's what I think he thought he was going to do. But I surprised him just because I was dressed up. He thought I was going to bow down. But we don't bow down. We throw down from where I'm from. I'm from 60 Block. We don't bow down. We throw down. And I let him know. They say, "Hey, man, you got too close." So I took one to the jaw, and I punched one in the eye. And I was like, "You want some? Get some. Bad enough, take some." But he didn't want none. So that was the end of that day.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Baby hair with a woman. you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I won't. When you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, I won't smile for me, Sarah.
My comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm talking about everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, to the listeners of my radio show all around the world. Now it's time for us to do our $50 cash giveaway. So DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a song, and you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us what the name of the song is. And if you get the song and you're the caller that I'm asking for, you can win $50 cash money. I got it right here. I'm G-Money. I got the money on me. So all you have to do is call into the radio station and name this song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. And I'm going to be looking for caller number 23 calling into the radio station. Remember, call until we have a winner. Keep calling. If you call until we have 23 callers, you might be a winner. So keep calling. All right, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song that we want the fans to tell us what the name of this song is. All right, that's a good sounding song there. So, okay, I'm looking for caller 23. So DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time, and then we'll wait on the caller to call in and tell us the name of the song. All right, I'm looking for caller 23. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us what the name of the song is. And in the meantime, we're going to play another song from my category, from my catalog, G Money's album. We're going to play a song from his album. How about the short version of 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. And we'll be back for more of the music in a minute. Sixty-five is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go. Because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center, and we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight, and while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, right now I'm talking to a fan club member trying to see if they know the name of the song that was just played on the radio for the $50 cash giveaway. I'm looking for caller number 23. And no, he wasn't 23. He was caller 18. No, I got another caller. He was caller 19. And we don't have no more callers. Oh, come on, people. I need caller 23 to answer the question. What the name of the song is. All right. Well, it looks like we don't have a winner today. We don't get a winner for Thursday's contest to pick the name of the radio, the name of the song that we were playing on the radio. So I'll have to save the money till Monday's radio show and put it in the bank until Monday when we do our Name That Movie $50 cash prize to name the movie on Monday. But anyway, we're going to play the song for you that everybody should have known. It's called Soul. And I forget the rest of the song, DJ. Soul Sonic Force. Soul something. Soul. I don't know, play the song, and then come and tell it to me in the chat line so I know the name of the song. Soul something, I forgot. Soul Sonic Force, Soul Sonic something. It's Soul, S-O-L, Soul something. But anyway, okay, DJ Papa D, play the song, and come in the chat line and tell me what the song is before we get back to live radio. I'm G Money, and we're going to play the song that you should have guessed the name of this song. I think the song came out in like 1984, and it's Soul something. I think it's Soul Sonic Force, Soul something. I don't know. DJ Papa D, play the song. And we'll be back for more of the song and the show in a minute. We'll be right back.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, the name of the song was South Soul Hustle. That's the name of the song, and it's by Sky. And they were the group that sang that song in 1984. I think the song was first put on the charts in 1984. So it's South Soul Hustle is the name of the song. So that's the song I was looking for on today's radio show. And that winner would have gotten $50 cash prize for calling in and naming that song. So they didn't name it, so they missed out on the $50 cash prize. All right, well, now it's time for me to do the financial report for the crypto coin for G999 crypto coin, and the coin, the value of the coin is 0.0060. That means it's still less than a penny, and if you're going to buy the coin, it's a good time to get as many as you can, because the more coins you buy, when they become valuable, the richer you will be. So start collecting the G999 coin and tell everybody you know. Sign up your friends and your family members so that you can get residual income, as everybody will be participating in the race for the millions. That's right. Everybody can collect G999 coins, and everybody can collect the coins, and they can. You can get residual income from signing your friends up and having them collect the coins too. So it's a work in progress. Everybody's working together. It's a work your own business, but you're not working by yourself. You're working with your friends and your family and everybody in the community and in the city and the state and the country that you live in. So all you have to do is collect the coin, and when it gets value, oh man, depending on how many coins you have, how much money you will actually make. So I'm G-Money, and I'm telling you, collect the G999 coin at GS Partners, and you'll be rich. All right, DJ Papa D, let's do some birthdays today. I feel like singing happy birthday to some of my fans on the radio show. So, let's see. Today is June 24th, 2021. So, how many birthdays do we have? We can give happy birthday greetings to our birthday fans, my fans and my friends that follow my radio show. So, who all can we wish happy birthday today and say happy birthday to you? Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. June 24th, 2021, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on Thursday, June 24th, 2021.
All right, we have quite a few birthdays today, so I'm just going to read them off, and we can wish them all happy birthday at the end. Deshaun Mayweather has a birthday today. Roderica Cottrell Hampton. Juana Thomas Cooper has a birthday today. Joseph Payne is 34 years old today. Dana Bajan Williams is 45 years old today. J. Kevin McIntyre is 45 years old today. Freddie Watts has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Freddie. Haynes Sarah, which I imagine is Sarah Haynes, has a birthday today. Jeffrey James has a birthday. Z. Burton has a birthday. And last but not least, Matthew Turner turns 60 years old today.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that had a birthday today, June 24th, 2021. And we want to wish you a happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. all my fraternity brothers and my sorority sisters and all of the other priests, the Alpha Kappa Alpha, the Delta Sigma Theta, the Sigma Gamma Rho, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Theta, and all my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and all of the Alpha Phi Alpha, and the Kappa Alpha Psi, and the Omega Psi Phi. Happy birthday, Greek. Oh, and our Iota Beta Phi. Happy birthday to all of the Greeks that's celebrating their birthday today on June 24th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Yeah, happy birthday, everybody. I hope you guys get some, you know. I hope you get some tonight. Tell your wife or your girlfriend you want to get some. I mean, you know, get some cake or some ice cream or something like that, you know. You know, get some. It's your birthday. Make sure you get some tonight. All right. I'm G Money, and I'm saying happy birthday to all my friends and my fans around the world. I'm wishing you the best and season's greetings to you. Happy birthday. All right. DJ Papa D, it's time to play our song of praise so that we can pray to God to get rid of this virus all around the world, because this really ain't cool, because people are still coming up sick because of the virus. So without further ado, DJ Papa D, play a song or play my gospel song, and maybe we can play another song before we get the heck out of here. I want to thank my brothers, though, DJ Papa D, for being my radio show engineer, helping me with the music, the sports, and the jokes and the stories on the radio show. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show by putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I'm G Money. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I'm Playboy Pretty. Pimp Crazy. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I've been a G since the day I was born. You gotta love it. All the suckers in the world, you suckers. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. And I'm out. Talk to you on Monday. Later day, DJ Papa D, play my prayer. Let's pray so that we can get rid of this virus on the planet. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
was hitting that weed and it was good.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- That's what you say. You say G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.